Yo, what is up, everybody, and welcome to episode 77 of the Get Your Nerd On podcast with your boy P90 the Rapper, me, of course. Sadly, another day without a guest, but one day, hopefully, we'll get us a co-host, unless y'all just love me. But I just want a co-host because it's nice to bounce ideas. Anyway, your boy's back, and he's doing the thing. I fixed last week's episode, so if you guys skipped that, like the warning said, the warning's still there, but it's been fixed. I promise, I re-listened to the whole thing. Not the whole thing, but I listened to enough where the metronome issue started. Fixed. So go back, listen to last week's episode, and then come back and listen to this week's episode, because we're going to catch up on some shit, because I actually did a decent amount of things, and then we're going to get into all the news right before the Sony showcase, which is, at the time of recording, tomorrow evening. So sit back, relax, or unless you're working, then go out and get your work on, but keep your ear trained to the AirPod, the headphone, the speaker, however you're doing it, and let's get ready to talk about games. Lots and lots of games. So let's catch up, and let's see. I read Exterminators number 4, which is really, again, Exterminators is a really fun comic. So it's continuing the trial that the girls are on for slaying a bunch of vampires, and ends that story with their escape from Dazzler's ex-boyfriend Alex, the son of Dracula, and basically they get out, they blow up the septic tank. Oh shit, I didn't notice that she was wearing a Stargirl outfit. That's fucking cool. Anyway, they escape, right? And then, wait, I'm just noticing something. Because she was wearing a Stargirl outfit, it looks like they didn't show her much. Sorry, there was just a notice that I seen in here. Anyway, the girls come back on a Saturday around 12 p.m. during a mutant a Krakoa baseball game between the Knights and the New Mutants. And they finished their trial up, boom boom boom, helped everybody escape that was there, and then in the process, let's see, who was it, I want to say it was the Dracula. He wanted the mutants to stand trial at Dracula, he said. In the end, after they speak and they plead their case, okay, she changed out from the Stargirl one. It was just a little cool thing. Cool. You have killed innumerable vampires. As such, your recompense of blood and death shall be paid to the leader of the vampire nation, I, Dracula. So Dracula wanted to fucking eat them and kill them, for the vampires that they slayed. But, you know, someone's really smart and pointed out that all the vampires there were basically defectors and they all had bounties on their head. So technically, I did you a job that you didn't think I knew I did you, and y'all gotta pay me. So Dracula was gonna give them the money, but instead, she said, no. What I want is, I want to take Alex first before y'all punish him. So in issue 5, we get to see Dazzler roll up with her crew and possibly beat the fucking shit out of this dirtbag who used to steal women for his fun and cage them up. Let's see. I have not watched Ghost in the Shell this week. I'm going to watch it, though, starting today, because I've just been thinking about Ghost in the Shell. I'm also going to replay Kingdom Hearts because my friend's playing Kingdom Hearts, and now I'm really, really interested in playing Kingdom Hearts again. So we're going to do some Kingdom Hearts on PlayStation and on Xbox at the same time until I feel like playing something else. What else we got? Oh, I played Astro's Playroom. I did all the achievements for it. It's really easy, but I did all the trophies. I did all the trophies for it. A really fun technical showcase of like the PlayStation powers and everything. I think it's really cool. I think it was really fun. It was a nice little addition, to really get you in the mood of what the system is going to do. I miss my PC. I should play my PC, but I have so many games. See, this is why my podcast is great, because I just go off the road. Anyway, back on track. If you hear a weird noise, that's my Xbox booting up. So I also played Rift Apart. 9 out of 10, I think I gave it. Really fucking good game. Like, that game is really great. I like Ratchet and Clank, always did as a kid. Me and my friend used to play it all the time. At his house, took us a while to beat it, but we did, and whoo, that game, great. That game is so fun. Highly recommended if you have a PlayStation 5. If you don't have a PlayStation 5, but you're thinking about getting one, make that the first game that you get. I think it's great. I think it's up there with being as fun as Spider-Man, but this game is short, sweet, it gets to the point, there's really cool new characters, the lore is expanded, and the game ends with a perfect space for sequel, because, spoiler alert, 3, 2, 1, okay, so, basically, the Lombaxes, there's another one from alternate dimension named Rivet. We meet her. She's fucking cool. She's awesome. Fucking detailed as shit. Why do their noses look so damn good? Like, what? They really look like the old PlayStation controllers. Like, the joke of, yeah, that's a dog nose. But anyway, after stuff in the end, blah. The ending is what we're here to talk about, though. They fix the Dimensionator, and they're going to open up a portal to go see where the other Lombaxes are. They're going to search for the other Lombaxes. And they don't tell us what the fuck happens. There's no DLC or nothing. It stops there. So, with that in mind, we can get a game where they go and they find the Lombaxes. And they even think about staying there. And then something happens. And then that could be the end. Or that could just lead to them being like space bouncing or some shit. I don't know. They do space jobs. But we can go save all the Lombaxes, and that could just be the end. That could be their retirement. Rivet and Ratchet, best friends, and they sit, and they go to the world of Lombaxes forever, and then visiting their friends every now and then. Clank and Kit, they either stay with them, or they go back every now and then. But, like, that'd be fucking cool. That'd be absolutely great. Also, I gotta watch the movie now, because I think we deserve a movie after this. Like, this game was great, bro. This game was super duper fun. I didn't get much clips, so I won't be doing an off the dome about it. I still plan on doing those other off the domes, man. Shit just tight. But they gonna come out when they come out. It's never too late to do a game review. Thank God. Because, whew. Yeah. But yeah, highly recommended. Absolutely love it. It was great. I think that might be all I did. I came up with a story and then it got deleted, so now I have to rethink of the entire story again and like try and plan it out and write it in two different places so it doesn't get deleted. I read a little, like a tiny bit of Green Lantern, Kyle Rayner, and I'm almost done with my Ghost in the Shell book 3, White Maze. Very excited for the end of that book. I got to this part where like they're storming this dude named Wanpin and Boshi, and bro, so cool. It's great. Like, it's described so well. I really, really, really advocate for them making movies in the Ghost in the Shell universe based off of these books. I think these books should be animated. These books are fucking great. Like, they're really, really good. And I think they should be either like 3-episode shows or a short film, not short film, a regular size film. There's a lot going on. White Maze is great. The second book is really, really cool. The first book is like a dope introduction to what these stories are, and it's all set in the SAC universe. Highly recommend them. They're just They're just too good, bro. Like, Ghost in the Shell is literally one of the best animes in the entire world because of the franchise and everything that it explores and all the openness that's still left for them to explore. They could keep going. If I owned Ghost in the Shell, I would be putting my life savings, my earnings. Like, I would set some aside, of course, to make sure I'm good so I never go bankrupt. But, like, I'd keep working. I'd find people who see the vision and do it. I'd do a Ghost in the Shell anthology. Like, I'd run this shit not into the ground, but into the ground. Also, why are my games over there? They should be over here. Sorry, I'm noticing something and it bothers me tremendously. Oh, my game shelf is so beautiful. I need more music boxes. Hopefully, I get a music box for my birthday. Anyway, that's pretty much it with the catch-up. I don't think I played much to the Xbox. I played some Halo because I'm trying to max out that Battle Pass before it's too late. I've just been playing those. I downloaded a bunch of games because I got PlayStation Plus Extra. I didn't pick up comics, but I'm going to go by the shop and grab like 3 or 4 comics. So that's it with the catch up, and I guess it's time to get into this news. Because like I said, we definitely got some shit to talk about. So first on my list is, where's Pragmata, Capcom? That is the game that I was thinking about last time. Pragmata, okay? I need it, and I want it. And, oh yeah, by the way, in Ratchet & Clank, you can get a Keyblade. It doesn't work like a Keyblade, but you turn your hammer into a key, and it's obviously a Keyblade. It has, like, a proper guard like a Keyblade and everything, and it's just so fucking cool. All right, anyway, where's Pragmata? I thought it was at the Xbox showcase, but it was at the PlayStation showcase. I guess, which is really crazy. I think it's on both platforms, but regardless, this game looks really fucking good. Like, it reminds me of like a Death Stranding-esque type of feeling, and it's just, well, visually it looked cool, but there's certain things, like some of the hair was a little stiff and whatnot. But, like, visually it looks cool. The city is all warped and shit. There's a moon that we don't know anything about. And, like, everything's just falling to earth. Like, I'm very excited for... I need to know what the fuck's good with that little girl. Shit, what type of powers that chick got and shit. Like, bro, this game just looks way too fun. So, I wonder where it is. And I hope that it is a multi-platform game. Yeah, okay, so it was... Yeah, it's shown on Xbox as well. So, I guess they both showed it. But anyway, where is Pragmata, bro? That's what I would like to see. The game looks beautiful. Capcom has not mentioned anything about it since then, really. Like, since the reveal. They haven't, like, nothing. But apparently, hold up. Sony Xbox revealed release window for a number of While Pragmata fans can enjoy a variety of exciting exclusives on PS5 while waiting for it to come around. At CSE 2021, Sony discussed new upcoming projects and launch despite consoles. All right, never mind. I thought I had an article, but it was just some clickbait bullshit. But here's the thing. Capcom is going to be either letting people show their games, or they will be showing games at these upcoming showcases. And if it's primed up for 2024, it's gonna be a real big 2024 for Capcom if they go sick. 2023 and 4 is gonna be, can be really big for Capcom. I mean, we're only getting Street Fighter this year, I believe. But it can lead into some other shit, and it can get real, real dope. So as I said earlier in the show, PlayStation Showcase is tomorrow, aka May 24th, which is a Wednesday. The show will run a bit over an hour, focusing on PlayStation 5 and PlayStation VR games in development from top studios from around the world. Expect a glimpse at several new creations from PlayStation Studios, as well as spellbinding games from our third parties and indie creators, says PlayStation themselves. I'm excited. I know I did that little the little list in the last episode, but I just want to talk about what I really want to see real quick, and that is I want to see Spider-Man. I don't want to see any more Final Fantasy, even though we know it's going to be there, but I hope it's just a small trailer. Game comes out at the game comes out in like 2 weeks, a week and a half or something like that, or no, the end of next month. Comes out at the end of next month. What comes out is Street Fighter comes out next month. Diablo comes out on the 6th. 2 and 6, and then I think like the 20 something, 26 maybe. But yeah, I'm tired of seeing Final Fantasy. It looks great. I'm sold. I'm getting it. I already got it pre-ordered. I put money down on it and everything. I'm getting it. Don't need any more of that. I need some Spider-Man. It'd be cool to see Wolverine, but we don't necessarily need it. We can get a teaser, but that's it. I would like to see just something new that we don't know about at all. Like three things new that we just don't know about specifically from Sony Studios. Listen, third-party deals are great, and that's exactly how you sell more systems, is getting those third parties that should be on other consoles but are not, because now you lock them down. So I know we'll see some, and I hope we do, but I want Sony Studios. I want to see what Sony Studios has. I bought my PlayStation for the Sony Studio games, personally. On excluding collecting, we know I got all this shit for collecting at the end of the day. But as a gamer, I bought my PlayStation specifically for the Sony exclusives, like Spider-Man, Kingdom Hearts when they had it, and a couple other stuff. So I would love to see what Sony Studios have been cooking up, because they have been quiet. If you remember a while back, I don't know if it was on here or Rant Random, but we joked about how Sony just re-showed the games that they had in development for 4 years, for like 2.5 years straight. And then they skipped that one E3, and like just did almost nothing the entire year, until I think CES or something, or CSE, I forgot what it's called. But they have the chance to go all the way in. They have a chance to literally just go sick and just blast on everything tomorrow. And I believe that they will. I don't expect to be let down in any capacity. So I'm very excited for what's to come from this showcase. I would like to see, well, I don't know how many games Insomniac works on as a studio at a time. But if they have something else, or if they're doing something new with Ratchet, now that I think about it, I'd like to see a tease on that. Or if they just mention, hey, this is what's next for us. Look forward to it. I haven't beat Returnal, so I have no opinion on it if I want something in the Returnal universe to pop up. Let's see. A new Onichanbara game would be great, although I want that on Xbox too. We only had the one Onichanbara on Xbox, but I would love Onichanbara on PlayStation, like a new one. That would be really great. That would make me really fucking happy. It's one of my favorite PlayStation exclusives that I found in the PS4 era. I would love another Mega Dimension game. I really wish Xbox got Mega Dimension games so I could finish them, because I do love them. I just don't play them a lot because of, again, I don't touch my PlayStation much. But I got them for when I'm ready to go over there. You know, I should go buy those games back. That's not it with my predictions, but that's as far as I'm going to go for now. Is that Pokemon Pinball? That's Digimon for the Game Boy. Yo, the Digimon Game Boy game, fucking awesome. Like, absolutely fucking great. Mega Dimension. Oh, you know what? Let's just put in Neptunia, because there's different types of games. Neptunia. Neptunia. PlayStation. Doesn't fucking matter, really. Oh, they have Reverse. They have Hyperdimension Neptunia MK2. I blame my cousin for getting me into Hyperdimension. Actually, that's right. It started with PS3. Because he got me in there right at the PS3 era. Alright, so yeah, I'm going to go sick and I'm going to get all my Neptunia games back. Mega Tag Mention, Hyper Dimension. What? V2R. Oh, this is the disc only. Fuck you, bitch. But bet, we about to get on that Neptunia. Oh, let's go. If I don't got that one, I'm getting that one. That's only 24. I'm sorry, I love Neptunia. Oh my god, they have the Vita one. Oh my god, they have the Vita ones. Oh shit. Oh shit. It's Neptunia. I'm sorry, I love those games so much. Fuck. Alright, let me relax, yo. Because I'll go sick. Sorry, all the chair squeaking. Alright, so earlier in the week, I could not find any news because it was like Zelda articles everywhere, bro. My main news source, nothing but nothing but Zelda, alright? It's just Zelda tips, Zelda this, Zelda that, Zelda them, Zelda who, Zelda me, Zelda you. But I'm me, so I found some fucking stuff to talk about. Stella from Podcast Unlock was on the Xbox Twitch playing Star Wars on Grandmaster. And man, it was a fun-ass time. I just wanted to say it was great. If there's a replay, you should all go catch it. She's awesome. She's fun. She's funny. I love her Twitch. And I love her on Podcast Unlocked. One day I would love to have her on this podcast if I could structure it in a way that fits like conversation topics she'd be down to talk about with this. Like, I love her. She's fucking great. I would also love to go to Podcast Unlocked. So you guys make me popular, share my fucking shit, and get me on the podcast so I could talk about Xbox games with them. Because I be having opinions on shit that they mention. Oh man. Man. Anyway. Rumor, Disney and Square Enix working on a Smash Bros. Inspired game called Disney Domination. And it's Disney and Square Enix, so you know the first thing that came to my head was Kingdom Hearts. So we probably get to have Sora, Riku, Axel. I'm just only thinking of Kingdom Hearts. I don't care about any of the, wait, hopefully we get the car from Blur. I can just just drive around and just hit somebody with the car from Blur. And then we get Lightning. Oh, that's Pixar. Or DreamWorks, one of those. I can't remember. But actually, Disney owns them anyway. One of them anyway. But anyway, Blur, bro. I miss Blur. Blur was such a good game, bro. Blur was awesome. I fucking miss it. It was like the Dark Souls of driving. No, Split Seconds was the Dark Souls of driving. Sorry. No, it was Blur Disney? One of those was Disney. And now I can't think. But both of those games are fucking great. Blur was like a really cool arcade style racing game. And it needs to fucking make its way back. Someone needs to bring that fucking game back. And then Split Second was like cool. That was like the Dark Souls game. And you're driving. The sun's about to crush you. And you gotta hit the boost and go. Whoo, right through it. Alright. Anyway, Stray seemingly confirmed by the ESRB as it got rated for the Xbox One in the series. So apparently it was just a one-year timed exclusive, and it might show up at the showcase, maybe not, depending if they have marketing rights. If it's just exclusive, and they can do whatever they want as far as marketing towards other systems once it nears time, we could see something. If there's a clause in there, then they have to wait until the exact day that the exclusivity ran up. But if Stray comes to Xbox, I will play it and beat it. I played it a little bit on the PlayStation. I enjoyed the couple seconds that I played. But I stopped because I didn't care too much. But I want those achievements. So I'll definitely put that shit on my Xbox, and I will try 100% it as much as I can. Oh, I should keep playing it on the PlayStation, though, because I got a really hard achievement that pissed me. I mean, trophy that pissed me off. So maybe I'll re-download it and continue it. There needs to be a law in the world of gaming that says online-only games must add an offline component when approaching end of life or be forced to refund every player for their fucking investment. Like, bro, think about Fortnite, how much money they have made. What happens if Fortnite's just like, yeah, we're gonna go offline. We're done with this game. Goodbye. Like, hand servers over to fans, let fans hold the servers, and allow for an offline mode where people can just run around with friends, host in-home custom games or online custom games, stuff like that. You don't even have, like, they should just let gamers run online games. There should be a rule. Online games that go offline have to forfeit their, they can keep it, of course, but they have to forfeit their, I forgot what they're called, but they're like the codes for online, basically, to, so the community, people do it sometimes, they'll give community the resources so they can help produce a version of the game that can be played off of private servers and stuff like that, that other people make, or open servers that other people make. And I think every online game should do that, because what the fuck? People spend money on this shit and then it just goes offline. It's stupid. That's why I think Kingdom Hearts Union Cross is actually great, because if I'm correct, they actually made an offline mode for that because the game was finished and then it was going offline, and there's so much important Kingdom Hearts shit in that game. So because of that, they kind of needed to do that, because it's like, what the fuck? Otherwise, I think they should still make a Union Cross movie. Like, I think Union Cross should be a two-part movie. They should go through all, or a three-part movie. They should go through all of it. Then they should sell it physically. That way people can always get the Kingdom Hearts story. That's why I think the Kingdom Hearts games need to be on a disc for Xbox. It's so stupid that Xbox doesn't have a disc for Kingdom Hearts prior to 3. It's dumb. We don't even have Melody of Memory, and that came out after 3. Like, what is... I don't know what rules Xbox has for physicals, but what the fuck? And I know it's not just a Sony and Square Enix thing with that, because Nintendo has it, and there's plenty of games that come to Xbox that don't get physicals, even when Xbox owns them. And it's an Xbox thing. And they need to relax, and they need to be more lenient, because it's just anti-consumer to not give people options to get things they prefer when it's still, like, people still buy physicals, so make physicals. Like, you're just aiding the downfall of physicals slowly, very slowly, but you're doing it, and it's stupid. But anyway, online games have offline modes so you can use your characters. Apex, we spent so much money on that, better get an offline mode where all my characters can be used, where I could just use all the costumes with Ash and all that shit, or whoever, because, dog, money goes into this shit. Anyway, I wonder how the Wonder Woman game is coming along, and I wonder how that Nemesis system is going to get used, because there's no way you guys patent a system that no one else can use, and then decide that you're never going to use that system again, especially when it worked out so well for the last two games that you used it on. It needs to come back. You have an entire... You have plenty of franchises that could use it. I don't understand why you don't do it. It would be really freaking great. And it works for games where, like, people are ineffectively immortal or come back to life, resurrection. Like, it's perfect for the story. It is. You know? I like it. And it needs to be worked in a lot. You know what? They could even do it for Batman. Instead of Batman dying, Batman, when beaten to a pulp, he asked for extraction. And the Batmobile comes up, takes him back, and then bosses start feeling themselves, and they just like, yeah, we made the Batman run, Nemesis system upgrade, boom, 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 or whatever the fuck. I don't know what the sound is. I just made that sound up for it. And, but seriously, they could do something. I don't know, something, man. They could do something. But I wonder how the Wonder Woman game is coming along. I'm excited. I love Wonder Woman. I hope that we get to see something. I think it's been a year, maybe 2 years. Doc, did you know it's only been a year since the Kingdom Hearts 4 trailer was shown at the Xbox showcase? Like, what? That's crazy. Like, really crazy. Games Awards, maybe it was. But still. No, it was shown during this time, so yeah, Xbox. Crazy, bro. No. There's no way. I'm thinking about that now. There's no way that's when it was shown. Or maybe it was. I'm trying to think because Kingdom Hearts 3 came out in 2021. 2019. Oh, okay, that's what it was. Kingdom Hearts 3 got announced at the Xbox showcase. And I was, like, super excited. Because I was, like, I was at work watching this when this happened. I was in the drive-thru. But that's what it was. All right, cool. So, yeah, it's only been a year since Kingdom Hearts 4 went out. So I need that game. Need it ASAP. According to the Game Awards Twitter, Ubisoft plans to release the following games before March 2024. Assassin's Creed Mirage, Avatar Frontiers of Pandora, Rainbow Six Mobile, Division Resurgence, Skull and Bones, The Crew Motorfest, X-Defiant, and another large game. I wonder what this large game is probably going to be. I wonder if this has anything to do with Splinter Cell. I wonder if we will see Splinter Cell. I wonder if that game is even truly being worked on right now. But Ubisoft seems like they have a plan. And it seems like we got stuff to look forward to. Unlike with Activision Blizzard. Because apparently Overwatch 2 has scrapped the long-awaited PvE mode. But somehow PvE is still a huge focus going forward. This is disgusting. And absolutely insane. They promoted PvE as a very important part of Overwatch 2, along with it being used for story beats, but now they quit whatever they were doing on it. And supposedly they're going to do something else with PvE, but whatever they were just doing, it's dead in the water. And I think that's ridiculous. That's absolutely unforgivable, especially when you made Overwatch 2 and tried to market it by saying it's a wholly new game because we're going to have different PvE experiences, such and such. We're literally playing a reskinned Overwatch 1. We're playing an updated Overwatch 1. It's not even reskinned fully. It's characters got a little bit of reworks, and we just destroyed the service for Overwatch 1 and moved everything to Overwatch 2. Like, and went free to play. It didn't need this. They could have just went free to play, let everyone keep their Overwatch 1 stuff, and just updated certain things. There was literally no need to do this. And this just shows. It's like, bro, you guys didn't do anything significant. There's no offline. There's nothing that makes this game feel like a sequel. It feels like the game went backwards when it released. That's insane. Sony's Jim Ryan says PlayStation exclusives will be exclusive to just the system for a minimum of 2 years before they get a PC port. According to a gamer survey, gamers prefer them on PlayStation with a staggered release before they release on PC. So, if you're a PC fan, we implore you to go get a PlayStation 5 if you want to play our games within the year of release. Otherwise, you can wait 2 years minimum. And if we feel like putting it out in 2 years, then yeah, y'all can have that. Otherwise, nah. Yeah, I get that PS5. I get it. It forces drives to PS5. It forces sales on PS5. It puts more money in their pocket in the long run. But I guess there'll be some games, like third-party PlayStation 5 games might come out to play PC if they demand it. But mostly, yeah. If you want to play PS5 games, gotta get a PS5, guys. No more PC stuff. At least I got Forspoken and Death Stranding on my PC on the Windows Store. So basically, I'm playing it on my Xbox, but I'm playing it on my Xbox, and now I'm getting Xbox achievements. That's literally how I think about playing on PC. That's So the big driver for PC was the Windows Store getting achievements when I play video games. Like, I love that shit. That shit is absolutely great. It's so fun to play on my PC, hook up my Xbox controller, and actually just, like, feel like I'm literally playing on an Xbox. I don't know if you guys heard, but apparently GTA could be coming out within the next year. I feel like I mentioned this part, but it could be coming out within the next year, according to Take-Two saying how much fucking money they plan to be making by the next fiscal year, which implies that in order to do that, they'd have to drop a big moneymaker. Oh, what's a really big moneymaker? Grand Theft Auto. And also, they told us that the map size is like double the size of Grand Theft Auto 4. I mean, Grand Theft Auto 5, which is insane and annoying. Fatigue kicked in just looking at the fucking map. Listen, I love Grand Theft Auto. Absolutely game-changing game. One of the biggest franchises in history and only gets bigger. But bro, just because your franchise gets bigger doesn't mean your map has to get bigger. What the fuck? There's already so much to do. You know how hard it is to 100% the Grand Theft Auto game? Hey, y'all want to give me a bigger map? Who the fuck do you think you are? Skyrim? God damn it. I'm excited regardless, but this map is huge, bro. This is a really fucking big map. Like, why is the map so big? Please, someone burn their art supplies. Take it away. They don't need it. They don't need it at all. Supposedly, new rumors suggest Metal Gear Solid 3 Remake is on the Series PlayStation 5 and PC. Sony only has the marketing rights for the game, according to this rumor, so they will be showing it, but it will not be an exclusive release, not a timed exclusive. No, it is going to release on all systems because that is what Konami wants. If that is true, if this is true, it's because what Konami wants, they just want the game to be marketed specifically to someone and to boost their sales. But no, this game's coming out on everything. And if this is true, that is great because you release two Metal Gear Solid games, two brand new Metal Gear Solid games on the Xbox and PlayStation, including the shitty Metal Gear Survive. And then you want to take a game away? That's like Disney doing Kingdom Hearts and then saying, you know what, never mind, we're not going to put Kingdom Hearts on Xbox anymore. Like, what? What do you mean? What do you mean, no? What type of shit are you on? So I'm excited to see if that's true. That'd be great. I would like to play. I want to get into Metal Gear so bad. I got to beat them. But, like, I used to like the PSP one. But I really want to, like, play the franchise. So that'd be great if that's truly coming. I'd be very excited to see what that looks like. And we'll find out tomorrow. Like, I'm really excited to see what's coming out, all the rumors, and what's true, what's not. But I got another rumor for you. A sad one. Don't expect Marvel Spider-Man to have co-op. And if it does, it's in secret. They are not shipping it at launch and not telling us about it. Because according to leaks, it ain't happening. Honestly, that's cool with me. I'm totally fine. I'm sure Insomniac can make a really good co-op game. I think they did the Ratchet and Clank All for One co-op game. I don't know if that was canon, but I remember that it existed. I don't really care if it's not co-op. It'd be cool, but I don't need it. Not right now. They could work on that, like, extensively later. Like, once they know this game's perfect and it's out and there's nothing they really want to do or need to do, they can make it a DLC later. Or they could do a separate game later where it's multiplayer. Because the thing is, if they do a multiplayer Spider-Man game, it needs to feel like two Spider-Mans live in New York. And what I mean by that is, we need to be able to break the game. Like, I need to be on one side of New York, and my friend needs to be on the other side of New York, And we need to be able to tackle things and both progress, because technically, if he took down a crime in real life and I took down a crime in real life, there were two crimes averted in both of our lives. So they need to do streamlined progression. They need to let players go all over New York, do whatever they want. Like, what if I want to race? Like, all right, let's see who can race to the middle of New York from both ends, from one end or the other end. Like, people are going to have a lot of fun with this feature. So it needs to be free. You can't just do, oh, we're going to give you multiplayer Spider-Man and then add limits. No, no, no. If they do a multiplayer Spider-Man, it has to be free. I don't mean free paid. I mean, like, it needs to feel like two Spider-Mans are there. You know, Miles needs to be chilling, doing his own shit on the other side. And then Peter needs to be on his own side doing his own shit. And then I don't know how they want to work fast travel, but then they'd have to worry about that. They'd have to turn fast travel into not fast travel in a way. It's like, all right, Miles gets on the train, I'm swinging, but we're still, like, in the same spot. They would have to make the trains actually right. Yo, that'd be cool. If they turn the trains into Grand Theft Auto, yo, I don't think anyone paid attention or thought about it, but the trains in Grand Theft Auto 3 were, like, sure, they were probably a little bit of loading, but the trains in Grand Theft Auto 3 ran in 3 or Liberties? 3. They damn near ran in real time. That's what it felt like. And that's what it have to feel like in this game. While Miles is on the train actually has to go, has to have a schedule, has to get there, has to leave, and the other Spider-Man can just fly while that train's going. Miles on the train, Spider-Man's flying. I should be able to fly by the train. Miles looks out the train, and the game's rendering the game. Dog, that would be sick. That would be beautiful, and that would really showcase the power of the PlayStation 5. If they can do that, if they can make that look really great, that would showcase just how powerful the PlayStation 5 is, and that would be something that I think everyone would be fucking excited about. People would be on the train just to show off how great this game is. They'll be like, yo, look, my friend's webbing by me while I'm on the train. Xbox, take that, blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't care about that part. But people would jump at that. People would, like, literally just be like, yo, what other game does this? What game moves like a seamless city? And if they can't do that, then I don't think we need multiplayer. I think it needs to feel as alive as fucking possible. That is my opinion, and that's why I think that we don't get multiplayer, and that's why I think we shouldn't get multiplayer, personally, really. Apparently, the only real reason, according to a Game Informer article, that Xbox didn't get Final Fantasy is because PlayStation offered a better and more aggressive deal when they sent back their offer, and Xbox did not counter or just didn't have one off the top that Square thought that they could go back to Xbox and ask for a counter. In my opinion, Xbox is bugging and they really fucking need to step it up. As the biggest Xbox fan in the world that I know, because I'm the only Xbox fan, everyone else just, like, they love Xbox and they spend money on it. But, like, I'm the only Xbox fan. Anyway, Xbox needs to be aggressive. Xbox needs to put their fucking foot down. They spend their money on these fucking companies that they're acquiring and shit. That's fine. That's cool. But you also need to play the other game. I know you're thinking about streaming in the long run. You're thinking about that cloud. You're thinking about having that library for your Game Pass. But first off, you need to fix your fucking quality, Xbox. You need to make sure that your games come out as great as fucking possible. No more rushing shit. No more just dropping shit for the sake of dropping shit. No, you need to make sure your games are fucking in playable condition. Do what I said last fucking episode and just give Phil Spencer a team, divide that team into 4 or 6 fucking people, have them all report to groups of workers and report back all make sure everyone's on the same fucking page. Make sure everything that's coming out is great, all right? After this acquisition, I need you to go in the offices. I need you to see what the fuck's going on. Throw people's papers in the fucking trash if you got to. You need to get it right this time. It is time for you to actually sit there and really make sure your games are coming out at 100%, 90%, at least. And then fix up anything that you guys literally just couldn't find, that the fans find. Make sure, I don't give a fuck if the game sucks. The game needs to come out like it is the shit. You need to drop the game like you have the most confidence in the game. I love Redfall. Great game. I beat it. It's fucking awesome. It's really fun. It just fucking sucks because of all the shit that they didn't finish. All the stuff that makes the world feel bland. Why not? The last boss fight was so anticlimactic once you finally beat it. It was difficult, but it wasn't fun. The other bosses were more fun in a sense, but it was so anticlimactic. I think the game is great. I think it has so much potential. That's not Xbox's fault. That's also what I came here to say as I brought up Redfall. That's not really Xbox's fault. They let them get that one out. There is no more excuses. I'm always going to be an Xbox fan. I'm always going to buy these games. But I'm also going to tell it how I feel. You need to get your shit right. You need to fix whatever the fuck you need to fix in that thing, in those buildings. You need to then plan, make sure everything has a plan and a backup plan and a backup plan. And be transparent with your fans. Let them know if you need more time. Just let them know you need more time. And don't just say, yeah, we need 2 months and then push back. No, no, no. We need more time. This game's no release date in sight. Sorry, fans. We love y'all. But we see some things wrong. We'll tell you a couple things we see wrong. Not everything. We'll tell you a couple things. And that way we keep it transparent. People understand. They're going to hate you, but they're going to understand at the end of the day. Because apparently everyone keeps saying, no, we understand. So fine, give them a chance to understand. Tell them why it's getting delayed. Tell them why they're not getting their game. And then deliver. Okay? Deliver. But instead of doing that, give yourself realistic dates. Stop setting things that you can't hit. Set dates that you can hit. Then, what you need to do next is, every time someone comes to you with an offer for a game someone will like, for a game that you need to expand your portfolio, for a game that you really think can drive your sales, that can help, that can bring people to your platform, like fucking Final Fantasy, you get in that office and you give them a fucking number that they can't refuse. If they do a Final Fantasy 13 remake, you better get up in that bitch and give them a motherfucking number they can't refuse. Final Fantasy 13 broke on your system. If you don't let them get that shit back, then you tripping. If someone comes to you, if fucking DOA comes to you and they like, yo, we want to do a fighting game with y'all again, but we got a certain number. They can put that number out. Y'all got unlimited budgets for your team. Put that number out. Get people on your system. Niggas coming to you say, yo, we want y'all to market Metal Gear. What's cracking? You tell them what's cracking. Nigga, we just got Kingdom Hearts. We ain't got a disc for Kingdom Hearts except for Kingdom Hearts 4. That's the only disc we got on Xbox. I wonder the fuck why. You know what? You should probably up the score. Maybe next time when Kingdom Hearts 4 come out, y'all should do a goddamn package deal. Y'all should, hey, Square, you know what? We fucked up a couple times, but we about to make it good. Let's get an all-in-one package for Xbox. Get everybody caught up on all the story if they have not gotten around to it yet. We're going to up the marketing like crazy, and then we want this game. We want the marketing exclusives. And we want a three-month exclusive. We don't even want nothing crazy. Just give us 3 months with this game first. If they're not willing to do that, fine. We'll take the all-in-one package on a disc, get everything for the fans. Although, real quick, if y'all make an all-in-one disc, do one of two options. Either do the regular all-in-one disc and minimize the disc, or as well as do a collector's edition, every game gets its own disc. I mean, I would love that. I doubt you're going to do that. I would just fucking love that. Or just give every game its own disc. I would love to have every single Kingdom Hearts with their own disc and case. I would pay $500 to have that made on Xbox. So bad. Anyway, step your fucking shit up, bro. You got to get that third-party money out there. When it comes to third-party, bro, you losing a lot of shit right now. Your game, when your game's dropping, they're great. But when they're not great, it hits hard. You know why it hits hard? Because y'all niggas have been off your game. You're the best system on the market, and you are off your game with it. You have the keys to the nuke, but you ain't nuking shit. You gotta step it up. You gotta do what you gotta do. Get them third-party deals. Get that shit cracking for real. Do not miss the mark with Kingdom Hearts 4. If Kingdom Hearts 4 does some wild shit and skips Xbox, it's going to be a problem on this podcast for real. So y'all better empty them fucking pockets. Something. Literally something. Y'all got to get it right. Tired of this shit. Tired of my favorite system pissing me off. Apparently, a couple people at Xbox also think that running game ads would be, like, the best idea ever. Like, what the fuck? Who wants an ad in their video game? If you're talking about ad in video games, this better be off your damn near free version of Game Pass. Like, the $2.99 Game Pass or whatever, and have ads in the game. That still fucking sucks, because that's, like, opening a door. But I get it. Because it's like, alright, y'all could taste Game Pass. So, here, you get 3 hours of gameplay. And then there's an ad. Or when you pause it, there's an ad. Listen. The other issue is everybody, like I said a billion times, everybody pays for ad-free stuff. How the fuck can you advertise when there's no place to advertise because everyone wants ad-free? How do you do that? Niggas don't pay attention to shit in the skies no more. Niggas don't look at billboards. Everyone's staring at their phone. What do you expect them to do? This is the consumer's fault for begging for ad-free for so much. But also, the company's fault because they fed right into the model. It was like, yeah, we'll give you ad-free shit. And then guess what? They saw how much it hurt. That's why they need ad money. These niggas ain't making money like they used to make money. So you can't knock them for trying to make money. It's what they do. It's what they've always done. They see a dip, they gotta come up with something new. But also, they can't be stupid and put ads in the worst places possible. Dashboard ads are actually absolutely fine. You can put an ad on my dashboard. I don't care. My dashboard, I know exactly where to go where I want to go on my dashboard. I'm not complaining like everybody else is complaining about ads on dashboard. Just a tiny ass fucking square. But putting an ad in a video game, like it's smack dab, is crazy. If you do ads in the video games, it better be the same way that like Death Stranding has a monster ad, or the Duracell ad in Alan Wake, or the billboards in a video game. Those can be ads. That's absolutely fine. I don't care. You could throw that ad in there. It's not going to ruin the experience. People are going to complain, but the game is going to be great. As long as the game's great, who fucking cares? Just make sure it makes sense with the times. If you got a game that's based around like now, sure, throw an ad in there for that. Don't make it like a changing ad. That's when it's going to be weird. But like, don't update the ad. No, don't fucking do that. That's so fucking weird. But you can advertise stuff for now. Like, what's coming soon? Like how the Xbox 720 was advertised in Dead or Alive 4. You could do that shit in the band. It's like, that's off. That's cool. You could do advertisements in online. You know, like 2KTV has that thing, right? If you're going to do a loading screen, only if it's necessary to have a loading screen. You can use load screen as an advertisement space that people aren't staring at shit. But only if that, don't force the load, don't do none of that shit. Only if it's there. There's ways to do this if you're going to do this without pissing people off and like actually making it inconvenient. Wild. Tribeca Film Festival will debut a Kojima documentary. That's all I have on that. I just came across that.
I'm excited for that. I will see what it's about. I don't really care for documentaries unless it's stuff that I really care about, like video games. So I'm going to try that. Like High Score. I got to finish High Score. That was really good. And I also want to see the Tetris movie because I want to see how accurate it is to the events of Tetris. Halo Season 4 will have Infection and Progression starting late June 20th. Infection seemingly at launch and Progression date is unknown, but supposedly it will be coming in that season. So look forward to the new season of Halo. I know I'm looking forward to it, and I'm very excited for Progression. I will be all up in that bitch. All up in that bitch. I'm all up in it. Let's see if we could find games announced in like the last 3 years at E3 like events that haven't released yet, and let's see what we can come up with real quick. And then other than that, I don't have much on entertainment, so I'll just spew this one out right now. The CW Powerpuff Girl live action show is no longer being redeveloped, and that makes me happy because that just did not look good. Sad for the people who are not getting paid because they're not doing their job anymore, but I absolutely think that is totally fine. Like, oh, that shit looked like, it looked like, why? Like, why were you going to make a live-action Powerpuff Girls? Like, that's all I wonder. But yeah, let's go see if we can find a list of announced games for the past 3 years that have yet to release. And then we will conclude the podcast after that. Actually, I got a couple other things that I ran into while looking for these games. Apparently, Convergence, a League of Legends story released, and that's a game for Xbox and PlayStation. And it has zero marketing except for like an Xbox dashboard ad. And this is why I think the ads are important. I wouldn't have known this game released without this. I remember when it was announced, when League of Legends was like going to make some console stuff, but no one talked about it. But here it goes, an ad that kept me in the loop. And this is why dashboard ads are important, right? As game ads are great, it works. June 8th, 3 p.m. Eastern, see gameplay footage of Mortal Kombat 1 live streamed by Jeff Keighley for his Summer Game Fest show. Apparently, Final Fantasy 16 will not have a day one patch because they polished the game so well, and people should be able to enjoy the game right out the box. That last part was directly said by Hiroshi. I think that is the most important thing that has ever happened since these new systems came out. Being able to pop the game in, whether you have an internet connection or not, and just go straight to playing it, absolutely important. That is literally the best thing someone has ever done, and I absolutely hope that this is praised by every single person who touches this game or heard about this, whether it's from me or the article or any other source. I hope everyone praises that decision immensely to the point where everyone in the gaming industry is re-rocked by it, and they're just like, all right, we have to do this now. This is the new standard. I'm tired of these day one patches. Why the fuck can't I just put my game in and just start playing the game at all times right there? Nothing else needed. I don't even need to be connected to the internet. If my internet is down that day and I got a game, I should be able to pop that shit and go right into it. I should not need to connect to a server just to start up a game. I should not need to connect to a server unless I'm going to do something that requires the specific use of the fucking internet. I don't give a fuck if you're using cloud services or nothing like that. No. I don't care. Should be able to bring this game home. Should be able to pop this game in. I should be able to play it right then and there. And that's exactly what's going to happen with my Final Fantasy 16. I'm going to pop that bitch in. I'm going to play it the second it's ready. And that's it. And I'm excited about it. That makes me really fucking happy. I love that. Great. All right. Now back to the search. Alright, so here's just a few of the games that have been announced and we have no idea when they're coming to us. Oxenfree 2, announced by Night Studios in 2021 at Nintendo Showcase, coming to Nintendo and PlayStation only, apparently. No Xbox in sight whatsoever, no PC either. Pragmata, announced by Capcom in 2020, got delayed until 2023, still have not heard a single thing about it, coming for all systems. Metroid Prime 4, announced by Nintendo in 2017. All we seen was a logo, and we heard something about a back to the redeveloping starting point. Stellar Blade, originally announced as Project Eve in 2019 for PS and Xbox and Windows Store, now seemingly a PlayStation exclusive, only going by the name Project Eve. Perfect Dark, announced by Xbox in 2020. We have not heard anything much. I mean, well, we've heard a lot about it, but we haven't heard anything about where it's at today. But we do know that Crystal Dynamics is helping with the shooting, and I think it was a stealthing, or just in general. Project is taking a lot of time, and it is going to be the first quadruple A game of its kind, if it ever releases. Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, announced by Ubisoft in 2021. We know that the game has basically been delayed indefinitely, and so far out that they even considered giving refunds out to people if they didn't end up doing that yet. That still might be on the table. Lost Soul Aside, revealed officially in 2016, but announced by Sony in 2022, and the maker now has a full team working with him to make sure that the game comes out as planned. Beyond Good and Evil 2, announced by Ubisoft in 2017, no more updates have really come of this except for that long trailer that we got. And those are just some of the absolute many games that us gamers are looking forward to. A lot of them are things that people are hyped about but just have no idea on when it's coming. And yeah, that's all we got. Thank you very much for sticking around for the show. Appreciate you and everything. We will have a show Monday following the showcase. Unless I have time to do it all, maybe I'll drop it earlier, but plan for Monday. And no recommended reading, but I recommended gaming. Go play some Kingdom Hearts, y'all. Kingdom Hearts is great. Actually, recommended reading, yes. Ghost in the Shell, the novels. Doesn't seem you can get them digitally, at least not on the Apple Books digitally. But you can find them for cheap if you look around. Otherwise, comic-wise, Exterminators. Go read that. Some real good shit. And that's it. I'm going to try and read some manga today. And yeah. Thanks, guys. Much appreciated. Have a wonderful night. Day. Whatever.